Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. But come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, my co-host is Jim DeRogatis, and if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Justin Graham. Thank you so much for your support, Justin. So we got a ton of music we got to get to. Jim, you've got one more song you want to drop into the Desert Island Jukebox for us. Give us a hint at what you're going to play for us.
We never run out of these. You know, by my count, Greg, there are now three great songs about probably the most famous monster in movies or literature, which, of course, is a misnomer.
Okay.
Because it was the doctor's name, not the monster's name, but everybody uses it as
Jordan.
Frankenstein. Yeah. Yes, so I'm going to talk about Frankenstein.
Yeah. All right. That's going to be in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, Jim, we're back. I am very intrigued about this week's selection. What are you going to play for us?
Well, Greg, I had mixed feelings about the new album by Rina Sawayama, but I do love her track, Frankenstein. She doesn't want to be your monster anymore. That's one of the hooks of the year. That got me thinking about the other two famous songs in pop music history about Frankenstein. I'm sure there are many more, but if I had to list three, the number one song is by the New York Dolls. At number two was the instrumental by Edgar Winter.
Uh-huh.
So when the New York Dolls recorded their debut album, self-titled, in 1973, famously with Todd Rundgren, who didn't do a lot of production, just wanted to capture that live sound. One of the problems with doing what we do is we're listening to so much new music all the time that without like a classic album dissection or a Desert Island pick, when do we have time to like just listen to something for fun? So I went back and, you know, I got to play Without Guilt, the New York Dolls album, two, three times in a row. And boy, is that just sounds raw and awful. And you know, it's like you're listening through a tin can at the end of a string. It's primitive.
But I love it.
But I love it. One of the best albums in rock history.
I could play that record all
day
long.
Absolutely. No, I love it. So, you know, the actual title of the Dolls song is Frankenstein, parentheses, O-R-I-G, period, original, which was a joke at Edgar Winter because he had the instrumental Frankenstein. The Dolls claimed that they had written this song first. You know, there's not a lot out there about this song and what it's about. There's one or two kind of cryptic comments by singer David Johansen. Obviously, it's about teenagers, right? And obviously, it's about New York. Something must have happened over Manhattan, you know, is the opening line. Is Frankenstein, who, again, is the doctor, not the monster, right? Is Frankenstein New York? Is Frankenstein teenagers? Is Frankenstein what happens to teenagers when they get loose in New York? I've always sort of related to this song because David Johansen's growing up on Staten Island, right. You know, and to get into Manhattan to go, you know, drink and do all these illicit things, sneak into rock shows, go to record stores. Well, and that's exactly what young Jim was doing, taking the PATH train from New Jersey. David's taking the ferry from Staten Island, and you become something else. When you I discovered Manhattan in concentric circles from the PATH station at 9th Street and 6th Avenue, right, going a little bit further in every foray through Greenwich Village, Washington Square Park, going to Bleecker Bob's, right, buying like oregano that actually was supposed to be marijuana in Washington Square Park. New York is one of the greatest cities on earth. New York in this time in the 70s, I could never get enough of that dirty, dangerous old New York of Scorsese's Mean Streets.
Yeah.
It was a different, edgier place for sure. And I think this is the New York Dolls tribute to Manhattan, but also to being young and discovering oneself and discovering Manhattan. You know, as I was digging into this, apparently there's Moog synthesizer that Rundgren added to this. I'll be damned if I can hear it.
I would have said that can't be.
Jerry Nolan starts with those drums, and then the whole thing is one wall of sound, and you are carried away like everything on that album. Again, one of the greatest albums in rock history, but boy, production-wise, it's like those Husker Du albums, you know, a decade and a half later. It's like you love it despite the production. Anyway, here's Frankenstein by the New York Dolls. Something must Frankenstein by the New York Dolls. Man, I mean, I know Halloween's past, but, you know, it's always Halloween.
In New York Dolls land, it is. You know, the Dolls didn't write too many what I would call epic songs. They wrote great songs, but they were short. This one's an epic. And
Personality Crisis on the first album,
That is it for this bonus episode, and a great one it was from Jim DeRogatis. If you've got thoughts on it, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.